Time to meet the men from the ministry. You're invited once again to take your seats at the Whitehall Spectacular with Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. In government work, it's important to preserve detachment, to avoid becoming emotionally involved. But sometimes when one is confronted with a really appalling outrage, it's hard to suppress one's feelings.
A very ugly business, too.
We must tread on this with a firm hand.
Stop the rot before it spreads.
Quite. If we let this firm beat the Trades Description Act, others will do the same. Boiling baked beans, indeed.
Cup of
char. Tea time, yes. Well, put the tray on the cabinet, would you, Mildred, so that Mr. Lamb and I can carry on working.
Righty-ho. What? Carry on working during a tea break? You all right, Mr. Lennox Brown?
Perfectly, thank you, Mildred. Yes.
Yeah, and what are you doing with that rissole? Aren't you having your usual cakes and biscuits?
Well, surely you know what we're doing, Mildred.
No.
No? Oh, no, of course you were away last week, weren't you? Yeah, one of your colds, was it?
Oh, no, sir. I've got rid of them now. I take honey every day.
Oh, what was the trouble then?
I was attacked by a swarm of bees.
Well, we're doing this vital job for the Board of Trade, you see. They needed a couple of OAFS.
Well, there's no answer to that, is there?
Yes, we're oafs, Mildred. Yes, official advisors on food standards.
The government have set up a couple of committees to defend the nation's stomachs.
And we've agreed to sit on them.
We went to a factory yesterday and their meat pies had real meat in them. Totally unnecessary extravagance.
And we found that cafe on the corner is serving the most appalling hamburgers.
No, you mean hamburgers.
No, Mildred, hamburgers. The manager's hat fell in the mincer.
Now we've discovered one firm of boiling their baked beans, and they're putting too many in a tin.
Go on.
Well, we intend to put a stop to it.
We certainly do. Those baked bean people are going to get the wind up.
Even these doughnuts, you know, don't conform to ministry standards. The dollop of jam isn't exactly in the center.
I'm prepared to force mine down, but I shall certainly bring it up at the Board of Trade.
By the way, sir, Sir Gregory said he was coming over.
The permanent undersecretary?
I'll let him come, too. Sir Gregory doesn't frighten me. Even though he is a proper little Hitler.
Aha! There you are.
Oh, hello, Sir Adolf.
I mean, Sir Gregory.
What was that you said? Shocking weather we're having, eh, too?
Oh, very Nazi. Nasty.
Why is it that every time I enter this office, you all look like startled ferrets? You're not afraid of me, are you?
Yes. We're not, Sir Gregory.
Now, as you know, the Civil Service Staff magazine has an article each month about people in various departments.
Oh, yes. Last month they did that chap from pensions, Mr. Shorthouse.
Yes, pity about the misprint.
Well, for the next issue, they've decided, for some unaccountable reason, to interview you two.
My word. An article about us in the staff magazine.
How exciting.
Yes.
I've always wanted to be in it.
Well, if you put a foot wrong, you will be in it, up to your necks. It's vital that you project a good image for this department. Otherwise, you'll answer to me.
Yes, Sir Gregory.
Now, Miss Groper, who edits the magazine, will come to see you tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, an interview with Miss Groper, eh? Now, that should be very pleasant.
You won't have one of your nervous fits, will you, Lamb?
Oh, no, Sir Gregory. I'm not scared of interviews. I shall just open my mouth and throw myself into it.
Yes. Well, you'd better do the talking, Lennox Brown. I've always considered you the lesser of two evils.
Well, thank you.
Now try. Do try not to let me down again. Please.
Fancy. An article in the staff magazine.
Yes, well, I'm surprised they haven't featured us before, you know. I mean, there can't be many people doing the sort of thing we do.
That's true.
Perhaps after all this, they'll publish some of my poems. I've been submitting them for years, and they always turn them down.
Oh, still, they did write you a note last time.
Yes, the editor said your poem was so bad we had to rewrite it before we could throw it away.
Now, listen, to, don't waste Miss Groper's time talking about your wretched poetry.
I know.
She's coming to hear about our work.
Yes, ma'am.
Besides, I want to tell her about my gardening notes.
Gardening notes?
Oh, yes, yes. In my view, the magazine should carry a regular advice on gardening. And I am the man to supply it. Oh, I have a whole drawer full of articles on horticulture, you know. Yes. Oh, by the way, Mildred, that one I dictated last week, did I give it a title?
You called it, If You Can Do It in Your Garden, You Can Do It in Your Window Box.
Yes. Well, I shall demonstrate my prowess to Miss Groper and offer her a regular service.
Here, I've just remembered, sir.
Yes.
You were going to that factory tomorrow. Do you want me to cancel your visit?
No, 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 Mildred. We mustn't let this publicity divert us from our work. We'll go to the factory in the morning. We have to inspect some sausages and pies for traces of protein.
This seems a very big concern, man.
Oh, one of the biggest in the country. You see their slogan everywhere. Aykroyd's sausages and pies, no one can touch them.
Hello, hello, hello. Are you the man from the ministry? Jolly Jack Aykroyd at your service. How do, how do?
Ah, Mr. Aykroyd, well, my name's Lilix Brown, and this is Mr. Lamb.
We have some queries about your products.
Queries about my products? Oh, you'll not find better the length and breadth of the British Isles. All our pastries handmade by highly skilled girls. Here, you can try one of our pies.
All made by girls, you say?
Aye, and if you fancy any of our tarts, you're more than welcome.
Well, looking at these in the display case, Mr. Aykroyd, I'd say there's too much fruit in them.
You what? Too much.
The Food Regulation Act of 1968, Section 3, Paragraph 7, clearly states that the fruit content of any tart, pie, or flan shall not exceed 4/9 of the overall volume unless planning permission has been obtained.
Well, I'll be jiggered.
Very possibly. I'll have a closer look if you'll pass me one. Would you care to give me a raspberry?
Not half. Here you are, then.
Look, man, there aren't enough crinkles round the side of the pastry. They don't conform to Arts Council specifications.
Dear me, dear me. And look at those sausages over there.
There's nought wrong with my sausages.
And just hold out that tray of black puddings, would you? That's it, thank you.
That one in the corner's not black enough. It's all grey and wrinkled and nasty.
That's no black pudding, that's my thumb.
Well, these cooked meats over here clearly contravene the Trade Descriptions Act.
Trade Descriptions Act?
Yes. I don't believe your Scotch eggs come from Scotland at all.
Oh, by heck, I've stood enough of this. Get out. Get out, the pair of you.
But we haven't examined the sausages. Can we take them with us?
Ah, you can take them. In fact, I'll hang them around your neck for you. Now get out of here before I set the dog on you.
You can't frighten us, my good man. We'll go when we're ready and not before. As it happens, we're ready now. Come on, through, run.
And don't come here again or I'll do you.
Well, thank goodness you're back. I was quite worried about you.
We were worried about us, Mildred. That man in the factory turned very ugly.
Now, we've got to get ready for the interview.
Oh, Miss Groper just rang. She's on her way, sir.
Ah, good, good. Now then, carnation in the buttonhole, I think. Remember what Sir Gregory said, too?
Yes?
I'll do most of the talking.
I suppose she might want some pictures.
Yes, well, I thought of that. I brought this one I had taken during the war.
Oh, may I see, sir?
Certainly there are.
Oh!
Yes.
I never realised you were in the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Oh, yes. Well, I wasn't, exactly. No, it was taken during an amateur production of Rosemary. Yes, the civil service players, you know.
Well, I'll just go and tidy myself up for the interview. Take me rollers out and change me eyelashes.
Just a moment, Mildred. This interview won't involve you, you know. These articles only concern senior executives, you see.
Oh. Well, in that case, I'll go and get on with my knitting. Didn't want to be in the mouldy old magazine anyway.
Just pass my comb, would you? I'll just give my moustache a little touch of the final brush up. There we are.
What's all that paper on your desk?
Well, those are my articles. On gardening.
Oh, yes. Let me see. The giant leek and its problems.
Yes.
The ideal bed, its roses every time. Never let your hollyhocks dangle.
Don't crease the pages, please. I want them to make a good impression on Miss Groper.
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm Miss Groper, editor of the Staff Magazine.
Oh, come in, madam. Do.
Thank you.
Please, come in. Yes, have a seat, will you? This is Mr. Lamb.
How do you do?
Hello.
Yes, we're always glad to help the press, you know. Now, perhaps you'd like this photograph of me, would you?
No, thank you. Actually, I brought along my own photographer, Mr. Armstrong.
Oh.
He's on his way, but he caught his tripod in the lift gates.
Ah, then you'll want to hear about my career in the civil service.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I'm 35 years of age.
I beg your pardon?
45 years of age. And I run this department with energy and efficiency. I may say my position, you know, is of some importance.
Ah, now I wonder if you could tell me what the General Assistance Department actually does. I mean, for instance, what did you do this morning, Mr. Lamb?
We were probing this chap's black puddings, and some of them weren't, and there were too many sausages on the chain, and he had all these tarts laid out, but they weren't crinkly enough, and when we told him, he turned very ugly.
I'm sorry.
So am I, Miss Gruber. My colleague's been overworking lately, you see, and he refuses to take the tablets.
Oh, I see. You know, I must say, your department's always been something of a mystery to the rest of us.
It's always been something of a mystery to me, madam.
How fascinating. You mean there's an element of secrecy about your work?
Well, I can say in all honesty, it would be better not to talk about some of the things we've done.
What are your hobbies, Mr. Lennox Brown?
Now, I'm glad you asked.